105.7 KLZZ Reno's Classic Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, with us, the man who can, has, and will again, the master of the macabre, the stage sensation, the man who is theater itself, Alice Cooper.
How you doing, Max?
I'm good, and you?
I am great. I'm just getting ready to leave for Russia on Wednesday.
Wow, you guys, you are the hardest working man in show business.
Well, it's, you know, for some reason, you know, it's one of those things I never get tired of it. You know, it's the tour, the recording, the writing, doing the radio show. You know, I mean, it's to me, it's if this is my job, I got the greatest job in the world.
Well, yeah, and the fans, boy, the fans locally, when word came out that Alice Cooper was playing the Grand Sierra Resort Theater, the Grand Theater, on November the 22nd. The word got out. All people started gobbling up the tickets. So those of you listening right now, we're here with Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper in town, Grand Sierra Resort, November 22nd. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com. They are getting gobbled up. So now tell us about the show. Last time was very involved. It's always involved. Anything you might want to tell us about for this stage?
Well, this show is in three parts. It starts out as Glam Alice, you know, where we do the hits up front, very flashy, you know, I mean, it's just a show busy rock and roll, glitzy. Then it goes to Nightmare Alice, where we are now in Alice's dark area, where it gets very dark, where we do the, you know, the straight jacket and the guillotine and the whole thing like that.
Killers and Halo of Flies, perhaps.
Yeah, very gets very dark, yes. And then Alice ends up in the graveyard of the Hollywood Vampires. The Hollywood Vampires was my old drinking club.
Yeah.
And we do four dedications to four of my dead drunk friends.
Yeah.
John Lennon, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and Keith Moon.
Now, you also bring into it an element of, well, how would I say, 3D holographic sing-alongs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you're actually in the graveyard, all the, you know, the gravestones come up. And it's really doing the cover songs, but you can tell that you're in the graveyard of the vampires. And these guys were, it would be just a dedication, except for these were the guys I actually did drink with.
Yes.
You know, so it gives it some authenticity, some history, you know.
And speaking of which, now we touched on the dead drunk friends. Now, your sobriety, could it possibly that... I know it's sad. You're kind of like Sinatra. Most of your friends have died. They're gone. They're married or they're buried. They're gone.
Yeah, they're mostly buried.
Yeah, and you've lost a lot of them. And you took the road of sobriety and have outlived and outlasted all of them.
Well, a lot of the guys that are still around, you know, I mean, we still have Iggy and we still have Steven Tyler and mm-hmm. we still have... You know, the guys that I sort of came up with, Ozzy's still here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all the guys that got to that, got sort of like hanging over the edge of the precipice and pulled themselves back in.
Yeah.
You know, the other guys just went, you know.
Yeah.
I got to that point of throwing up blood in the morning and went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, I guess this party's over.
Yeah.
And then, the last 32 years I've been sober, so... But I've done some of my best work sober.
Yes, you have. So. Now, recently you re-released Along Came a Spider, which originally was one of those projects that didn't get the love that it should have, and it's an amazing record, but it's been re-released. And, of course, last year, Welcome to My Nightmare, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite dark songs ever, I Am Made of You, the album opener.
Yeah, isn't that guitar solo on that Steve Hunter on that guitar? And he just kills it. I mean, it's one of those. He was my guitar player on Welcome to My Nightmare, the original thing. And this guy, I told him, I said, I want you to just make this the best solo you ever played. And he did.
Well, you had Hunter and Wagner.
Yeah, Hunter and Wagner were on this record. And the original band. The guys in the original band were on the record, too.
And you stole Hunter and Wagner from who's that?
Well, we traded guys around. Lou Reed had them for a while. Aerosmith had Steve Hunter for a while. But, I mean, you know, you put those two guys together on stage, and they were probably one of the best American guitar tandems of all time.
Hey, speaking of which, let's take a little break here and play some of this great music from Welcome to My Nightmare. We're here with Alice Cooper, and coming to town November 22nd, Grand Sierra Resort. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com or call the GSR. Get your tickets because they are going fast. I believe it's a 2,000-plus seat hall, and when the seats are gone, they're gone.
And this is by far the best band I've ever worked with.
Well, you've got Chuck Garrick from South Lake Tahoe.
Chuck Garrick, it's Reno Boy is there. And, of course, Orianti on guitar.
Oh, man, and her new stuff is amazing.
Yeah, Ori is unbelievable on stage. She is so good. I mean, she looks like an Australian model, and she plays like Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, she does, and she is power-packed with riffs. So let's roll out I Am Made of You from Welcome to My Nightmare. Alice Cooper, and we'll be back with Alice in just a second right here on KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock.